today's episode on the James Shaw Podcast will be an introduction to the show, which is based on music, sports, and pop culture. I love music, all genres. Sports is something I will delve into often. It consumes us. I also understand that current events are important to us as a people. To be honest, though, I want to play music. I want to vibe with you. And I want to take you back to the best music of our past and mix in current music as well. I hope that I can make this a journey that we take together. Hopefully I can be something fun, enjoyable, and most importantly, entertaining. Thank you very much, and let's get started. The first topic I want to try to get into today is the one that we talk about a lot, is the GOAT argument. We do it in rap a lot with Jay-Z, Biggie, and Tupac. We do it in football with Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, John Elway, Aaron Rodgers. I break it down a little bit because I think it's unfair to them. The greatest of all time is tough because of different things that go into it. In a company, you have three people who can be the boss. If they're not all the same person, if all the titles are not under one person's name, the chairman can be the boss. The chairman is the greatest, I guess, if you want to say, off of accomplishments. He's at the top of the pyramid because of winning, of being the boss. Tom Brady, Joe Montana, the Super Bowl rings don't lie. The clutch performances in the playoffs don't lie. That puts them on the pedestal because they've achieved what you need to achieve, the highest level, winning. So I would say that's a chairman. And then I would go to the president, who can be the boss too, which when he walks in, his name's probably on the doors. He's probably the boss, at least the face, at least when it's time to go to meetings and doing stuff and being the face in presentations. He's probably, all right, this is the man around here. And that would be Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion. It just is. He's the best. If we needed a football player to go play right now to show everybody how you do this at the highest level on an individual game basis, then it would have to be Aaron Rodgers. His skill set is just so phenomenal. Then you would have the CEO, the person who is the standard on how things are supposed to be done, how things need to be done to be successful on a day-to-day basis or a general basis. And that's Peyton Manning. Just give him what you want him to do and he'll get it done plus more. He'll take some pressure off of other parts of the organization. He'll be the leader of the organization for you. Peyton Manning is that. For example, as soon as he retired, they were basically saying, what job do you want? You can do anything. If you want to run a team, you can run it. If you want to be a head coach of a team, you can be the head coach of a team. If you want to get in a booth and talk about a team, you can. If you want to try to buy a team, you can. It just because we know you know how to do it all. You are the standard. You are the way you do it is the way to do it. So, I don't know if there can be a GOAT in football because of that. It's the same thing like with rap when we talk about Biggie, Tupac, and Jay-Z. I mean, they're all great for those same different characteristics as well. I mean, Jay-Z would have to be the chairman. I mean, it just is. I mean, the number one albums in a row. I mean, it's insane. I mean, when it's time to do it, he gets it done. the man that we look at, that we're going to put on a poster for rap, it would have to be Tupac. He's the president. He's the icon. It just, I mean, when it just comes to impact on us as a society, on music as a whole, good and bad. I mean, he embodies rap music. And then when it just comes to just the man who can, I mean, just the flow, just the standard on what rap is supposed to be, rhyming and making up good analogies and doing different things, different metaphors and different everything, just flowing. Biggie has a claim to that title as the CEO, the standard of how you're supposed to rap. I think Jay-Z would say that. I think Tupac would have said that. I think Rick Ross feels that. I think other rappers understand that. So that's how I'll go about that argument. That's my little opinion on the GOAT argument. And we're gonna get back to some music now. Part of the introduction to me, I want to tell you a little bit about the things that I like, especially the sports teams and stuff like that. I'm a Duke fan. I know that could get some boos, but I am. I grew up in that era where everybody was either a Duke fan or a Cowboys fan or a North Carolina fan or a 49ers fan in the early to mid 90s, and I just gravitated to the aura of Duke. You can feel it. There's a reason why they put him on TV all the time, because you can feel the energy, you can feel the greatness, you can feel the drama and the passion and the intensity, all of that stuff. So I'm a big Duke fan. The wins and losses, they feel the same on opposite ends of the spectrum. A victory feels great and not great at the same time, because it feels expected, and losses feel horrible but not really at all, because you figure that you're gonna win the next one just by default, so it's not going to be perpetual losing, so it's not too much to feel bad about. Every dog has his day type thing. My football team is a little bit more complicated. I'm a Denver Broncos fan, and that may seem crazy. And that, for that same reason, that same era, when I saw Peyton Manning on football, playing football on Saturdays at Tennessee at the end of the 1990s, I was just going to have to be his fan. I had to follow him, and I followed him all throughout the 2000s, the wins and the losses, the playoff losses. And then the Super Bowl victory with the Colts. And when it was time for him to decide his future, I guess when the Colts decided his future for him, he decided to go to Denver. And I'm a, as you probably noticed in the earlier segment, I had to make sure that he's always going to be a part of the greatest of all time discussion anytime I'm involved in it. Because, I mean, it was just spectacular to watch for 18 seasons. Basketball, I'm the same way. I'm a Kevin Durant fan. I just think it's the same type of thing as Duke and Peyton Manning. It's phenomenal to watch him play. He's a 7-footer with a jumper, with handles. He plays defense. He rebounds. He's efficient. And it's just unbelievable to watch, because I always think about it like as a pickup game. They used to show him playing at Rutgers, and that's what I'm talking about. It's just unbelievable if you're just picking someone to say, let's go play a game of basketball. I'm picking a 7-footer with handles, with a jumper, to go watch and play. Go watch, and that's who I'll pick to be on my team as well. Sports. My sports teams and my sports players are all based on what I think
is the standard. I mean, I really do believe that. I mean, I want to see somebody who's going to be efficiently great on an every game type basis. Just show me, go be what we're supposed to watch. I know it's about winning, and I know it's about talent, I know it's about all that kind of stuff, but I want to see somebody who is great and who is talented, but who is efficient and who's outstanding at the same time. So that's how in football and basketball I don't necessarily have teams. I like that. So that's a little bit about me with my sports. I know it's not popular, kind of like KD moved to Golden State, which I will address something on that real fast. I always tell everybody that I understand why people are upset about him going to Golden State, but I don't think we're fair to him on that. Yeah, I mean, they should have won in Oklahoma City that year that they didn't. And if you want to call it a choke, call it a choke. But don't make it seem like they weren't supposed to win anyway. That he wasn't supposed to beat Golden State that year and then go beat the Cavs that year and be the Finals MVP that year anyway. We separated. We just called him weak for doing it, not understanding that what it meant. I mean, no, he was supposed to win one anyway. And I tell everyone, if you, instead of going to Golden State, you don't think that San Antonio Spurs team with LaMarcus Aldridge and Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard wouldn't have won a championship? Of course they would have. The Golden State team that following year with Harrison Barnes on it wouldn't have beat the Oklahoma City team with Kevin Durant still on it. It would have been the next progression. They would have actually finished the job. You know what I mean? Like, Golden State isn't Golden State without Kevin Durant. I would say Cleveland could have got them at least one of these past two times without Kevin Durant. He played spectacular. And to be honest, those two Splash Brothers didn't play that well in these two previous finals. There have been plenty of games over those two finals that they didn't play well, and he carried them. We noticed it at the time, but as soon as the season got over, we transitioned back to the same type of hate. But I mean, he's the answer to the riddle there. And I think if he decides to go to New York or anywhere else, I think we'll see something akin to what James Harden is doing right now, but a little bit more efficiently. Not a little bit more efficiently, a lot more efficiently. That's where I am on my sports players and teams, I guess. Let's get back to some music. I want to finish this first one off with, which is ironic that it's with Michael Jackson. And that's what's going on right now. So, I mean, I love Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson, I guess I should say. I mean, we all did, obviously. I've always thought that he was guilty of stuff like this. But I will say, let me finish. You should never be having kids in your bed that's not your kids or your grandkids. Period. So, at the very least, he's guilty of inappropriate stuff. And the things that are being alleged now are just as believable. Because I assume that is a snowball effect. If you're doing that, then yeah. With that being said, though, what are we going to do? Are we going to dig them up and lock them up? Or is it just for publicity? Is it just for commercials? Is it just for entertainment? Is it just for humiliating someone? I don't think it could be for healing.
I mean, I don't know how doing an HBO special brings healing. I think that's what psychologists and therapists are for. So I wanna say something else about it. I think we have to be careful that we don't fall into the trap of getting comfortable with being a society that revels in humiliation of public figures. I don't even know if we really want justice as much as we want humiliation. And to be fair to public figures, maybe the humiliation is worse than the justice would be. When you've been put on a pedestal your whole life in a positive light for the most part, and now you're not, that may be more of a punishment than justice, but there's the law for a reason, and we have to make sure that's the way we go. We can't go from reality TV to watching people fall being the next thing that we watch on TV all the time. You know what I mean? Like, it was already bad enough that we started doing that, just watching trash and just watching people be trashy and be entertained by it, because at least I'm not them type mentality is what happened following the anti-hero movement for regular TV, when everything became about, let's forget about everybody being happy-go-lucky and finding the hero father to watch. We transitioned to anti-heroes and dark stuff. Stuff that our parents and grandparents and stuff probably would have never allowed on TV. Definitely our great-grandparents. So I believe we waited till they passed away to start putting stuff on TV that never would allow to be on TV in the first place. But we have to make sure that we don't snowball, because no one's perfect, and we don't need to watch other people's imperfections to make ourselves feel better. And we shouldn't be entertained by kids, young adults revealing on worldwide TV disturbing incidents about a man who's dead. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to everything, except if we're watching it for the humiliation of someone we once loved. So I think the conversation that they've had on that documentary is probably left best with a therapist, a psychiatrist, or a psychologist, or someone like that. Don't come to me for sympathy, because I can't help you. None of us can help you. But it's not for help. It's for what we know it's for. It's for TV. And that stuff is gross. And it's becoming more and more a part of our society that we're okay with gross. And we can't be okay with gross.